The Twins hang on for a 1-0 shutout win over the Guardians in the series finale. Let's break it down on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Thursday, June 23rd, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Again, this is Nash Walker. I've been running at Twins Daily for 4 seasons. I've been hosting this podcast for 3 seasons, and this was one of the best series, I think, best regular season series. I mean, the playoff series for the Twins since I've been covering the team haven't been very good. But this is maybe the best regular season series I've seen since I started this podcast 3 years ago. And I know that it's recency bias and I'm forgetting some great series, but the stakes in June, it's a June series. So at the end of the day, it's a June series, right? It doesn't carry as much weight, not nearly as much weight as a September or even an August series would, but it was more tense than any June series I think I've seen in a long time. Like, it was so tight. Cleveland outscored the Twins 17-16. These games were extremely close, where one or two hits, one or two pitches could have swung the series into a sweep for one side, or one team wins 2 out of 3, or the other team. It could have gone in so many different directions. And that's not to let the Twins off the hook for the first 2 games, let their bullpen off the hook for not making those pitches, or let their offense off the hook for not scoring that run in the 10th inning of game one of this series. But it was just so tight. Like, all 3 games, so tight. Down to the wire, down to the final out in all 3 games. It was tremendous. It was a tremendous series. If I were to step back, and I was not a huge Twins fan, like a diehard, in love with the Twins fan, I would look at the series and I'd say, this is an unbelievable series. Like, back and forth, you had high scoring games, you had a medium level scoring game, 6-5 in game one, and then you had 11-10, and today's a 1-0 shutout in a pitcher's duel. This series had everything. It had bullpen explosions, bullpen implosions. It had home runs. It had great starting pitching today. It had extra innings. It had some defensive web gems. It had everything, man. This series was fantastic, fantastic. From the Twins' perspective, you feel really fortunate to get that win today. And I thought Rocco Baldelli got extremely cute and made a mistake pulling Yonder on there in the 9th inning to go to Caleb Thielbar against Andrés Giménez. I think I'm on board with everybody else that was highly questionable at best, and at worst, a disastrous, potentially disastrous decision. Duran was pitching the lights out, and I don't really know the difference between letting him finish that game and pulling him with one out. Clearly, it was the platoon matchup with Andrés Giménez. Here's the thing about Giménez. Like, the worst thing he's going to do is what he did, and that's double, right? Like, I'm not worried about Andrés Giménez hitting a home run against Yoan Duran. It's possible, but the worst thing he's going to do is what he did against Caleb Thielbar. And who do I feel better about getting Andrés Giménez out, Thielbar or Duran? It's not a question, even though you have the lefty-lefty matchup. And credit Thielbar. He gives up the double. He works around it and ends up, you know, helping the Twins win, and he earns the save. But that was not a good decision in the moment. And in the moment, I was thinking, he's setting himself up for so much backlash. Like, imagine if the Twins blow that lead and lose that game. The backlash on Rocco Baldelli after that. He set himself up. And I wonder if he was sitting there. They showed him in the dugout. I wonder if he was sitting there thinking to himself, this is going to be tough. As soon as Giménez doubled, it was possible he was going to score. You know, the tying run was on second. And luckily, the Twins won the game. But that was a bad decision in the moment, I thought. And I, you know what? I'm on board with watching Duran's usage all year. He threw 16 innings last year. I always say that he threw 16 innings. He's already basically doubled. He has, after today, I believe, doubled his innings count from a year ago. And that's coming off 2020 being canceled. So he has not thrown a full season since 2019 as a starter. And in last year, he threw 16 innings. So this is not a guy you can just go to every single day and feel that he's good to go. You have to be extremely cautious with Yoán Duran, especially because he's your best bullpen arm by a mile. It's not even close. It's not even close. If you were looking at a Twins bullpen pecking order, I know everybody has their role and it's different because Theobar is going to face lefties, but Duran is so far above everybody else in every single way, in numbers, in confidence putting him on the mound. And I know Griffin Jacks, his ERA is like somewhat similar to Duran's, but Jacks is coming in the fifth and sixth inning a lot of times in matchups against only right-handed hitters. He's not coming into high leverage spots. Yoán Duran and Jacks did, and he gave up a hit to Oscar Gonzalez. It was lightly hit, but still, Yoán Duran's coming into spots where he's facing the heart of lineups, where he's in the eighth and ninth inning trying to close games out, close out one-run leads, and get strikeouts and face Jose Ramirez and strike him out on a fastball at 100 above the zone on a perfect spot. He is terrific. He really is. And he's better than everybody else in this bullpen, which is why you need to be extremely cautious with his innings. You need to be extremely cautious with getting him up, getting him back down. But in that moment, I agree with the masses of Twins fans, I think, who felt this way. What is the difference between Duran getting three outs in that inning and Duran getting one out? Because he's still not going to pitch Friday. Like, he's down on Friday. There's no question. 20-plus pitches today. He's not pitching Friday for the Twins. What's the difference? Just let him finish the inning, right? Or at least give him one more batter and see what happens, right? Again, the worst thing Jimenez is going to do is do what he did, and that's double against Theobar. So, bad decision, but it was a good day. Let's talk about Devin Smeltzer. Nick Gordon hits a big home run. Let's talk about that after this word from Blue Nile. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring. Each ring is one of a kind. Looking for fine jewelry but having trouble choosing? Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. Plus, Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use code Locked On. That's code Locked On. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. I said on yesterday's show, Devin Smeltzer needs to give the Twins six innings Thursday. What does he do? He shuts down the Guardians for six innings. Six shutout innings from Devin Smeltzer. He is your first star of the game before anybody else. Nick Gordon had a home run. We'll talk about Nick. But Devin Smeltzer and what he's been able to do, he was bad in Arizona. He was bad in Arizona, period. I said as much in that series. But when the Twins have needed Devin Smeltzer, which is multiple times this year, when Ryan and Gray were out and they turned to Smeltz and they said, we need innings. Not literally said it. Maybe they did. Figuratively. We need innings. We need somebody to step up and go deep into these games or else our bullpen's taxed and our bullpen ain't very good anyway. So that's not going to be a favorable situation. And Devin Smeltzer has answered the call. He's picked up the phone. He's answered and he's been there for the Twins. Time in and time out. It hasn't been perfect for him. As I said, wasn't good in Arizona. Struggled in Toronto a bit, but got out of that start with not too much damage. He has been fantastic overall this season for the Twins. He's just, when they need him, he is a battler. And he got in a spot today, I think it might have been the fifth inning, where leadoff runner was aboard and he was down 3-0 on Jose Ramirez with nobody out. And you're thinking, like, this is it. He's going to start breaking down. And he got out, and he got out of that inning. And it was just a testament to him and his ability to battle. And I think he does have that on the mound. And he has to, because he throws 89. His fastball is 89 miles an hour. And he's got a decent changeup. The curveball plays against righties, especially early in counts, and, you know, can go to it once in a while in late in counts. But it's his ability to spot his fastball, of course, first. But he does have that moxie on the mound where he battles and he fights and he works his way through innings, and he can eat up innings for you as a crafty lefty. And he's just done it. And really, he's done it since he got called up in 2019. He's been good for the Twins most of his career. I mean, most of these last 3 years. And he was hurt last year. You can see last year crumbled for more reasons than one. There were so many reasons why last year was terrible. A big reason, I think, is the Twins' depth was so injured. Like, guys like Devin Smeltzer, imagine if they didn't have Devin Smeltzer over the last month. I think this thing could have crumbled. Like, in that stretch without Ryan, when Joe Ryan had COVID and Sonny Gray was out with the pec strain, easily could have crumbled down to nothing if Devin Smeltzer doesn't show up every fifth day and give you six or seven innings, because that has a domino effect on the bullpen. It doesn't just impact that day that you're likely winning. It impacts the next day and the next day and the next day, all the way up until when he starts again and gives you six more strong innings. That's what he's done for the most part this year. And Thursday, they turn to him in a game they needed to win. And it's a June game. You lose. It's not the end of the world, but you lost back-to-back heartbreaking games to the Guardians. And you needed this start out of Devin Smeltzer. I said as much last night. And what does he do? He goes out there, six shutout innings. He was just fantastic today. He was fantastic. And he's not going to blow you away. He's not going to light up. I think he had three strikeouts today, and that's actually pretty high for him. He gets outs and he eats innings, and he was terrific. Nick Gordon, I thought Zach Plesac was awesome in this game. His changeup was working against the lefties. The slider was tight at 85-86, and his fastball velo was up to 93-94. And if he's spotting it up with that stuff, he's very good. And he can eat innings too. He was very good. This was a pitcher's duel, and he made one mistake, I thought. Made a couple mistakes, and the Twins hit some balls hard that didn't ultimately get over the fence. But he made a mistake to Nick Gordon. It wasn't even that egregious. It was a curveball in the lower third of the zone. He probably wanted it in the dirt, left it up just a hair, and Nick hit it out to center for a home run. That's the game. Zach Plesac otherwise was absolutely outstanding in this game. Both starters were very good. Plesac was more dominant with the strikeouts, and his slider was tough, and the Twins couldn't even really get on base against him. He was very good. So this is a good win for the Twins. Let's talk about what it means now. The Twins back into a tie in first place. The White Sox lose to the Orioles tonight. Ha! Let's talk about what it means after this word from Athletic Greens. What is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. With Athletic Greens, it's lifestyle friendly. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, contains less than 1 gram of sugar with no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything, while still tasting good. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/MLB Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/MLB Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Twins salvage this game. They avoid the sweep. What does it mean? I've said this all year. Limiting damage is a card for a good team. Limiting damage in a game, in an inning, really, in an at-bat, a game, in a stretch, in a series, in a month, in a 2 month, limiting damage. You lost the first two in a bad way. You should have won both games. Instead of going out and getting swept and losing game three, a game they easily could have lost, the bases were loaded with nobody out in the seventh, and Joe Ryan just wiggled his way out of the biggest jam of jams a reliever can be in with a dude who's throwing 84 with a sinker. Unbelievable. Twins needed that so badly. They got some luck in this game too, and Gio Urshela almost bluffed that play at third, but credit to Joe Smith and to Gio. They made the plays. Jose Miranda made a play at the plate. Gary Sanchez did a nice job. and they got out of that inning, and ultimately it led to the win. But limiting damage, they limited damage Thursday, I thought. Like, this series could have unraveled to a sweep easily because you should have won those first two games. Zach Plesac was amazing. Like, if you told me that Plesac was going to give up a solo homer through six innings, I would say the Twins are likely to lose that game, especially with the bullpen they trot out there, Cleveland. And with the Twins, too, the bullpen they trot out there in a much worse and different and worse way, I would say the Twins are to lose that game. So they limited damage. They found a way to win. They got outs when they needed them Thursday. And it's not insignificant because I said last night, if you can win this game Thursday afternoon and then you take two out of three or sweep Colorado, which I think they'll be in a good spot to do this weekend. Colorado, not good on the road. Their starting pitching is awful. And I feel like the Twins will be able to score a lot of runs this weekend. If they don't, that's on them. And we have seen them crumble against the Royals and Tigers at times this year and not be able to take care of business. But I expect the Twins to at least win this series and hopefully sweep this series against Colorado. I don't think this is a good pitching staff in the slightest. Their lineup with CJ Cron is okay. You know, they got Cron, they got some other guys, McMahon. They're in the National League. I admittedly don't watch the Rockies a lot, but I follow them and I know that their staff, especially away from Coors, is not good. And Senzatella, it's Marquez, Senzatella, and Feltner, I think, this weekend. Three righties with ERAs. They're all over five. Marquez has very good stuff, but he hasn't put it together at all, really, and especially not this year. He's had some great outings in the past and some strong seasons. He's been a trade target for the Twins. You know, we've rumored his name. Get him out of Coors, one of those candidates, John Gray-like. But this year, his ERA is over six. So for the Twins offense, you can get to these guys. And, you know, it is Bundy, Archer, and Joe Ryan. So you need strong starts. You need the bullpen to get back on track, like, immediately. You need that immediately. They can't be blowing these games. But I feel that the Twins will be able to score enough runs in these three games. And with the way their offense has been swinging it, save for the Plesac start, you know, you look at the first two games, I thought they put together really nice at-bats for a majority of those games, especially in the second half of game one and really throughout game two, where I think they scored in like every inning but one in game two. So if they can carry that over, you ran into a bit of a buzzsaw today with Plesac. And I will say, you know, I'll say, if the Twins offense is just not good against a starter who also isn't good, and that's on the Twins offense, I thought Plesac was very good today. And I think you credit Plesac more than you discredit the Twins for today. I thought Plesac was very good. They'll have a chance this weekend to score a bunch of runs. They should be able to score a bunch of runs. And again, it's not insignificant because we're not standings watching every single day, although I do in June because I live and die with this team on a daily basis. And maybe I'll be exhausted by the time we get to October. And if the Twins are in a playoff series, I'll be so tired that I won't even be able to. Not true. I have endless energy for this team. On a day-to-day, you beat Cleveland and the White Sox lost. So you gained a game on both teams today. And that's not insignificant after you dropped games this week. And you got one of them back against both of these clubs. You're back into a tie for first. Cleveland has to host the Red Sox, who are playing at a 700 clip in the last couple of weeks, I think even in the last month. And the Twins will play Colorado at home. So this is an opportunity this weekend. It's going to start Friday. We'll be back tomorrow with a post game, with a postcast with Brandon Warren. Can't wait. Hopefully the Twins, you know, put up some runs in this series. They should be able to. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every single day. Check out Lockdown Wolves with Ben Beacon. I listened to his episode tonight, breaking down the draft. It was outstanding. You go listen to that. And check us out, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Like, subscribe, comment. Twins win. They're 39-32 on the season. And they'll now host the Colorado Rockies for three with old friend CJ Cron in town. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day and go Twins.